We have a sermon note outline in our order of service. And when you find that, what is the title of our message this Lord's Day? Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, what a blessing to be able to discover your blessings, Lord. And I want to first say Happy New Year again. Some of you all, I didn't get to say Happy New Year to, but I say Happy New Year till about Valentine's Day. So you all just, I pray that you all are looking forward to a better 2010 than 2009. Amen. I am so excited about this year. I'm so excited. And I desire for my life to be greatly changed for the better. And I desire for our church to be greatly changed for the better this 2010. And I'm just so excited. Just like Tony the Tiger, you know, those Kellogg commercials. You young people are probably too young, but Tony the Tiger, when he would eat a bowl, spoonful of those Frosted Flakes, he'd say, "Great, amen, praise God." So let this year be a great year. I want you to repeat this with me. Lord, let this year be a great year. And let it begin with me. Amen, with me, praise God. And that is why we began last week our series on discovering God's blessings. Last Sunday, Pastor Rick, his focus was on discovering God's blessings through giving. Amen. And then next Sunday, Pastor Kelly will focus on discovering God's blessings through relationships. And today, our focus is on discovering God's blessings through service. Amen. Now, I'm making an assumption that while we as a church are saturated with servants, we all still, each of us, can improve, amen, our servanthood quota. All of us can improve. Now, in the paper this week, I saw LeBron James. He's got this new hook that he's doing kind of backwards. And they say it's just really a fantastic thing to see. So he keeps improving his game, amen? He's improving his game. So likewise, we need to improve our servanthood quota, all right? Praise God. We've got to improve. So I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, this year I'm improving my serve." All right, I'm improving my serve. Hallelujah. And let's go a little bit further than that and say, "Neighbor, because I know that there are greater things ahead this year." Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to begin with a few riddles for us becoming better servants, improving our serve. What do you call a chicken crossing the road? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Thank you, Billy. Yes. See, he's one of us old time folks. That's how dinner came a lot of times. Praise God. But it's poultry in motion on the way to dinner. All right. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't work? A stick. It's a stick. That's all it is. What do you call four bullfighters in quicksand? You're close, Eula. Quadro cinco. Now, Shamika, you be quiet. Shamika. No. Well, Shamika knew the answer first service. Oh, y'all all know the answer. Okay. What do you call cheese? GCG, be quiet. What do you call cheese that is not yours? Everybody got it. Everybody know that. Nacho cheese. Nacho cheese. Cheese is not yours, it's nacho cheese. Nacho cheese. Get your hands off, ain't nacho cheese. They knew it in the first service. What do you call a man who falls into an upholstery machine? Fully recovered. What do you call a Christian who isn't serving. A contradiction. A contradiction. Saints, our theme for 2010 is what?
Excellence in action.
And that's why we're beginning with our message series, Discovering God's Blessings. For it is of great importance that we refocus ourselves on the vision that we have from God for our 2010 year to come. Amen. But before we begin, let us pray. Praise your name, Lord God. We thank you for your presence, your faithfulness, your love, your kindness. Lord, you are just awesome. You are just excellent. Hallelujah. You're mighty and you reign. And we are going to praise you all of our days. And Lord, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And Lord, we thank you now for the preaching of your holy word, O God. And Lord, we pray that, Lord, we would be not just hearers of your word today, but go forth being doers, being saints who are living excellence in action in every area for your glory, for the blessing of those around us and in this world, and for the furtherance of your kingdom. And we give you thanks and praise ahead of time. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we all join to say, amen and amen. Discovering God's blessings through service. Would you look at your sermon note sheet and let's read those three scripture there together. They're short verses. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it wholeheartedly as though you were doing it for the Lord and not merely for people. Amen. And Paul tells us the same thing in Ephesians 6:7. Paul says, work with enthusiasm as though you were working for rather than for people. And Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, whatever you find your hand doing, do it with all your might. Amen. Well, saints, today as we continue our series in Excellence in Action, Discovering God's Blessings, we're going to talk about living excellence in action. Now, I want to start off with a true story, and it is about when John F. Kennedy was campaigning for the presidency in the late 50s. He visited a coal mine in West Virginia. One coal miner said, Mr. Kennedy, is it true that you're the son of one of the wealthiest men in America? And Kennedy said, yes, it is. The man said, Mr. Kennedy, is it true that you really never wanted for anything in your life? And Kennedy said, well, I guess so. And the man said, Mr. Kennedy, is it true that you've never done a hard day's work in all your life? And he's like, well, I guess. And so the coal miner then said, Mr. Kennedy, I want to tell you something, sir. You haven't missed a thing. So I want to ask, what images come in your mind when you think about work? When you think about service, what emotions do you feel? Is it just a job? What did you say, Amber? Tired, that's what you think in your mind, praise God. Well, how do you view service? Well, let's begin by looking at God. You look there in your sermon note sheet, the work of God. However we perceive work, I want us to look at what the Word of God says about it. This week, sometime in your devotions, read chapters 1, 2, and 3 of Genesis because it provides the first clues about work. In Genesis 1:1, God says, it says, in the beginning, God created. That means God worked. God worked. Creating is work. Amen? Amen. And today's message is about service. And so we're going to get God's perspective on why and how we are to serve. Well, God is a worker. And I want us to listen from opening the pages of God's Word that we see as Althea read for us all the things that God created, that God was busy creating, the sky, the water, the land, the trees, the mountains, the suns, the grass, the animals, humanity, all of that. God is on the move, saints. As the psalmist writes in Psalm 121, the Lord who watches over you will not slumber nor sleep. The one who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. So God is busy ever yet in our lives, molding and shaping and making us and making ways for us. Praise your name, Lord God. And God created all of these things we see in Genesis, praise God. And all of these things, before God spoke them into existence and created them, they weren't in existence. So God really is a mighty God. What a mighty, mighty God we serve. How great is our God. And we love you today, Lord Jesus. Now let's read just a few more verses there printed. And Psalm 19 verse 1 says, and David writes, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Psalm 104 verse 24. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Amen. Psalm 111 verse 2. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Amen. So we see, saints, our God is a worker. Amen. And according to Genesis 1, 26 and 27, we too are created in God's image. So if God is a worker, what does that make us? We're workers too. Oh, you all said that so weak. Amen. We're workers. Amen. We're workers too. Jesus said in John 4:34, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Amen. And then in John 5:17, Jesus said to them, my Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working. Amen. So first, the great are the works of God. And secondly, let's look at the purposes of service. Saints, a biblical view of work is that it is something that we need to participate in, but that raises additional questions as to why we need to work and how we are to work. Well, first, as we've seen, God made us to work. God wants us to work. Turn to your neighbor and just say, hey, neighbor, God wants us to work. That's just it. God wants us to work. Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10 read, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We are God's workmanship. Turn to your neighbor and say, we're God's workmanship. We're God's workmanship. Created in Jesus Christ to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God already prepared it in advance. So, saints, our value must stem from our relationship with God. That's where our value stems. We are valuable in God's sight. And so we use those gifts and talents to work, to support our families, to support our church, to support the furtherance of the kingdom of God, and to make a difference in the lives of others. Now, 2 Thessalonians tells us, if one will not work, that one shall not eat very much. All right. So we got to work. Now, I know I love to eat. Anybody else love to eat? All right. So that means we got to. All right. Praise God. We work to help those also who cannot help themselves. People find themselves in situations, society are filled with people who cannot work due to various situations. And so as a church, it is our responsibility to care for those who cannot work. Now, I'm not talking about those who will not work. I'm talking about those who cannot work, all right? Praise God. Now, Ephesians 4 and 28, it says, the one who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his or her own hands, that he or she may have something to share with those in need. So those who have been stealing must steal no longer. I look at these criminals and how they study people. They study you going in your house and study you. And then they sit and they study the bank and how they can pull up a truck and try to take out the ATM machine and put it on the... I mean, why don't you just go to work? Get a job. Go get a job. Just really go to work. Stop stealing from the rest of us. We done went to work and just trying to walk home and you jump out the bushes and conk us on the head. Calculate, just go get you a job and stop stealing. Amen. Just stop stealing. God has called all of us to work. And saints, we work, praise God, to support the ministry of Jesus Christ. Amen. In our church, Glenville New Life, and we are reaching the uttermost parts of the world. Praise God for Glenville New Life Community Church. Now, Paul writes in 1 Timothy 5, the elders who direct the affairs of the church are well worth double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For scripture says, do not muzzle the ox while it's treading out the grain. And the worker deserves his or her wages. Praise God. Hallelujah. I like that verse. Amen. Now, we also work to develop, to demonstrate stewardship over what God has given us. Matthew 25 describes the parables of the talents, where those who have been proven faithful, and they are told, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge over many things. Come and share your master's happiness. That's the blessings. Amen. And finally, we work to serve as witnesses for God. How many know when we step out of these doors, we become light for Jesus Christ? We are light and salt for the Lord Jesus. And saints, just like God's people sacrificed in the Old Testament, we should sacrifice and we too should give God our best. This is our reasonable service. God wants our best. God desires excellence in action from us. Now, Jesus said, I come to show you a more excellent way, a more excellent walk, a more excellent talk, a more excellent way of thinking. So, saints, we've got to learn to stop being mediocre. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, we got to stop being mediocre. Stop being average. Average in everything that we do. Amen. If you want to be a just enough to get by Christian, that's what you want to be, a just enough to get by Christian, then guess what? God has a right to give you just enough to get by blessings. I know that ain't the kind of blessings I want. Just enough to get by blessings? Oh, no, no, no. If you want to be an average Christian, God has the right to give you average blessings. Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, whatever you find your hand doing, do it with all your might. Saints, excellence is ultimately bound up with the notion of fulfilling of purpose and function. What our praise choir was singing about today, the act of living up to one's potential. High five your neighbor and say, neighbor, we got to live up to our potential. Live up to your potential. Oh, live up to your potential. Oh, saints, truly the word excellence in Hebrew, it means perfect and shalom. God alone who lacks nothing in terms of goodness, of excellence. Only God is perfect. How many know we're not perfect? Only God is perfect. Everything God does, everything God thinks, everything God is doing, it has perfection in its character. And the other synonyms of excellence, the dictionary says, are best, complete, brilliant, understanding, and superb. Amen. Well, I have an acronym here for us, and I'm going to ask each day this week that you would take one, start with the S, E-R-V-A-N-T. Like on Monday, focus as you go through the day. Lord, just show me, speak to me how you would have me serve you in a better way and serve, to expand my service for you. Then on Tuesday, Lord, show me how to empower others in my life. Just speak to me so that would be the focus of your day throughout the day. Now, when I shout S, you shout back what S stands for, all right? Here we go. S!
Serves the Lord.
E!
Empowers others.
R!
Reaches seekers.
V!
Values the word.
A!
Adores God in worship.
N!
Never forsake
believers. T! What does that spell?
Servant.
What does it spell?
Servant.
What does it spell?
Servant.
Praise God. God calls us all to be servants. Amen. But you know what? Since we tend to treat life like pizza. All right. How many like pizza? I like pizza. And we slice it up. And then we have this slice. We say, oh God, this my slice, and that's your slice over there. This part of my life, I got it in control. You just eat your pizza over there, God. You just, and God, but God, would you bless my slice, what I want to do? Would you bless this? But no, don't come over and say, tell me what to do. You just bless it, Lord. We try to make all these slices and try to, no. God is in control of everything. God owns the whole pizza. We can't dictate how to run our business and tell God, oh no, you know, oh no, you can't tell me about my relationships because I love him. Ooh, she looked too fine. Don't, no, I don't want to hear about that, Lord. You just bless what I ask you to bless. Oh no, no, don't try to talk to me about my finances now. If I want 500 channels on the TV, Lord, you just let me have them now. We just put these slices and tell the Lord, you can bless these areas, but that's as far as you can go, God. Oh, Lord, God must just laugh at us and laugh at us. Oh, my goodness. But I like how our verse starts today. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Now, this whatever is not talking about the expression, you just been in an argument with somebody, you didn't like what they say, you say, whatever. No, that ain't what this or whatever it is. This whatever is, it means everything. Whatever scripture says your hands find to do. It means ever. Whatever means whatever. Tell your neighbor, whatever means whatever. 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 That means every area of our lives belong to God. Every slice of pizza belongs to God. Amen. In our verse, it specifically refers to work, to service. Now, Solomon was the wisest man who ever lived on the earth. He wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, which means the speaker in a gathering. That's what Ecclesiastes means, the speaker in a gathering. So in this book, he wrote that life is empty without God. Hallelujah. Life is empty without God. We can only be satisfied. We can only find fulfillment. We can only enjoy our lives when it revolves around the life, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And saints, the life giver tells us in the word, whatever you find your hand to do, do it with all your might. Do it with joy. Joy in your spirit and pep in your step. Joy in your spirit and pep in your step. Hey, joy in your spirit and pep. Say if you're dusting, joy in your spirit and pep. Washing the dishes, I said, joy in your spirit. Yeah. Oh, cleaning the windows, vacuuming, oh, joy, singing, amen, playing, whatever, joy in your spirit. And you know what? Let me add something else so you can do it this week. Okay, now this is what you're going to do this week when you're feeling, ooh, I really don't want to do this. Okay, well then say, okay, I'm going to go do this. Joy in just my spirit and pep in my step and slide in my glide. I say slide in my, I say slide in my. All right, so you add that on there and go ahead and do the work you're supposed to do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, God meant for us to enjoy work. Oh, to enjoy it. That's why we're commanded, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all of your might. This verse is teaching us, saints, do your best with what you can while you can do it. Don't think we're going to be here forever, all right? So we got to do what we can while we can, amen. So tell your neighbor, we got to do our best with what we can while we can. That means whatever abilities, whatever gifts, whatever talents, whatever opportunity, whatever job, whatever company we are working with, whatever family you're living with, whatever neighborhood you're in, do your best with what you can while you can. Amen. We are to work as worship, amen, and service unto God. Praise God. Now, serving is for all of us. Everybody say that. Serving is for all of us. Yes, here at Glenville New Life Community Church, we offer many opportunities for service, to serve God, serve the church, and the kingdom of God in the world. Now, last week, Pastor Rick asked for more of us to rise up in excellence and action in the area and consider the camera ministry, the sound booth ministry, the mixer ministry upstairs. Praise God, we did have a few who rose up, and we thank God. Pastor Rick is still looking for more good people, a few good people, just like the army, a few good people, to really want to learn how to do camera ministry and technical ministry. And we thank God for you and for those a part of that ministry. Or it could be some other ministry that the Lord is calling you to, for you to start involving yourself in and to rise up to discover God's blessings in a deeper and in a higher experience in your life than you've ever experienced before. Now, saints, the best way to discover or exercise our gifts, that's how we discover them. We just start exercising them. You can't just keep sitting back and keep sitting back. You got to get up and try to step into some things. So when we decide we're going to serve, we can't say, well, service is just when we're in church together. So at 1 o'clock, service is over. Oh, no, no, no. No, it really continues on. All right. We are to worship. We are to serve God 24/7, every hour of every day of the week, saints. As we leave forth from this place and go into our communities, we go to school, we go to work, and we go to this committee, and we go here and there. We are to continue serving God wherever our hands find work to do. Amen. And I want to say this, saints, we sin when we don't do our best. We sin when we don't do a good job, when we do it haphazardly, choirs, and even when we don't go beyond. We disobey God when we don't do it with all of our might. Hallelujah. We all serve God through our work. Now, saints, when you are serving in your specific ministry, we want everybody this year to rise up in your ministry, to expand yourself in excellence and action. When you are serving in your specific ministry with your specific gifts, God has gifted each one of us with various talents and gifts for serving the Lord and blessing the church. So even no matter what you're doing, whatever your hand finds to do, if you're here at the church and the phone rings back there, you pick up the phone. Please, we don't want you answering it. Hello? Yeah. What? What? Hold on. No. It's Glenville New Life Community Church. This is whatever your name is. Yes, may I help you? That's excellent. All right now. Sometime I'll be calling here. And if you answer the phone like, hello? All right. We got to get away from that. Amen. It's excellence in action. Be polite. Be your best no matter what you're doing, even if it's answering the phone. Well, our excellent God, how many knows our God is excellent, needs us to live in excellence in action. Amen. So look at your note sheet there, if you would. And there's a question for us there. Are you, and I don't want you looking to the left or the right, but just focus in on your own heart, your own life. Are you living excellence in action at church, at Glenville New Life Community Church? Now, the first is your service excellence in action? Is it? Think of your service here at and for the church, for the kingdom of God. Is your hunger for the word? Are you coming out to Bible study? Are you coming out to the many opportunities that we have to grow in the word of God? Is your hunger for the word excellence in action? Is your effort for unity here in the church, the body of Christ, that we would be one in spirit and love? One. Is your effort for unity excellence in action? Is your prayer life excellent in action? Do you take that time every day with the Lord just to be on your knees or to sit quietly or to come out when we have prayer time together as the family of God? Is your prayer life, say, excellence in action? You see, excellence in God's sight is not being the best, but it's being your best, your best, your best. Now, at our leadership retreat, when we were seeking God, we were asking God, show us, reveal to us your vision for our church this year. What would be our theme? Which direction are we going, Lord, in you? And I was struggling with this word excellence. And I think I was struggling because I was excellence and perfection. I had them as the same word. But as I was grappling with that, the Lord really made it clear for me. And this is the question that I ended up answering. Do you think that it matters to God whether or not we are perfect or if we have a spirit of excellence? It's a spirit. God is seeking for spirits of excellence. Spirits, because I was thinking perfection. Perfection. How many have heard practice makes for perfect? We've heard that, but that's really not true. It's not true. Practice does not make for perfect. Perfect practice makes for perfect. And I just know I'm not perfect. I'm working at excellence, but I have a spirit of excellence, and I want it to be even stronger and stronger, a spirit of excellence, because only God is perfect. But we can have a spirit of excellence, amen, because God wants us to do our best in everything we do. Praise God. You see, saints, God honors commitment to excellence, and that's what we're doing as a church this year. We are making a commitment to excellence. Now, for example, if you look in the book of Ruth, it will let you know that Ruth was considered a woman of excellence because she had a spirit of excellence. And it shows that a heart that has the heart of a servant has the spirit of excellence, and that we can be used in God's service. Hallelujah. And we can honor God by doing things well. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. A ministry of excellence means that we have strength and character. Excellence requires holiness. It's impossible for us to have an excellent ministry and be unholy. They don't go together. Another word for excellence is virtuous or virtue. And it's defined as having moral excellence. So when we have a ministry of excellence, we don't settle for less. We don't settle for less. I think the kids do this sometimes. We don't settle for less. Don't settle for less. Not here. Do what now? Brush your shoulder. Okay. At Glenville, we don't settle for less. That's our theme. Excellence in action. We don't like doing things the same old way. Remember last week, Pastor Rick said, we keep doing the same thing the same way. We're going to get the same result. We're not going to do that. Praise God. Now, when we leave out of here, we are going to leave the programs all over the place, hymnals, any old kind of way, because we care. Amen? Amen. Sometimes we say, I'm tired. I don't feel like I'm tired. I'm kind of mad. I got problems. Guess what? We all got problems. Every one of us here today, we've got some challenge in our life, some heartbreak in our lives. And so that still does not mean that we are not obligated to make blitz. Amen. Even though we all tired. Amen. Praise God. We still must carry a spirit of excellence in action. The Bible tells us the harvest out there is plenteous, and the laborers, that's us, are few. Harvest time is a busy time, Scripture says. And since it's so busy, we all need to be serving. We all need to be working with all of our might, amen, and while we have the strength to do so. I want you to high-five your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, we got to make hay while it's still day. Got to make hay while it's still day. Make hay while it's still day. Now, I want us to look in Living Excellent in Action here at Glenville. I have put after those questions that we are to continue to reflect on this week and for the weeks to come. The first is to be what? Hard working and trustworthy. God is telling us this is what excellence in action is. Let's say that together. Be hard working and trustworthy. Secondly, what? Be mindful of who our true boss is. All right. Our true boss is who? It's God. Amen. You might think the other boss ain't looking, but your true boss is looking. Amen. Thirdly, we must
be a servant.
Fourthly,
look for ways to serve
others. And fifthly, show respect. Amen and amen. So let's continue to focus on these as we continue into this year. And then we see the practice, and that's what these things spell out, the practice. High five your neighbor and say, just do it. That's what Nike, just do it. Just do it. That's the practice. Just do it. Daniel is another example of excellence in action. He just did it. Amen. He did what he was told. He did his best, and he had a positive attitude, and he served others, and he showed respect. even though his boss was a pagan king who worshiped idols. You may say, oh, my boss is worse than that. Maybe your boss is, but just do like Daniel did. Show respect, keep a positive attitude, and let God do the blessing and handle another situation. And amen, that the Lord will use you to get your boss to be able to make it into the kingdom of God. Because he'll see, or she will see, Jesus Christ in your life, and you can make a difference in that pagan boss. Amen. All right, and then we move on to the purpose. What's the purpose of the practice? It's for us to be God's light. Amen. Excellent action is to be God's light. Matthew 5, 14, 15, and 16 says, you are the light of the world. Tell your neighbor, you're the light of the world. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds, your good works, your good service, and praise your God in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Breeze. Well, understand, saints, there are so many people right now in our society who are going through so much pain. And there are so many, those same ones who are going through so much pain, they will never come to church on a Sunday morning. They're going to get up and either shovel their snow, cut their grass. They're going to sleep in. They're going to go to the mall. They're going to go to a game. They're going to do all these other things. And then there's many people who think that church is boring. They think that it's just uptight and irrelevant for their life. They just don't know. There is not a more exciting life in this world. You can't get more exciting than living in Jesus Christ. It ain't no more exciting life than living in Christ. They just don't know. So then, how can we, God's messengers and servants, how can we get the message of God's love and redemption out to those who think that that God is serving the Lord and is irrelevant? How do we get the message out to them? Well, God has a plan. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And you know what? It's our excellence in action. It's us. Saints, our nation, we are going through all kinds of crises and problems. Our city, our school system, we're just going through. It's a difficult time right now for us in Cleveland. It's an uncertain time. But guess what? God is still good and on the throne. God is still in control. God is the one who is still in control. God knows what needs to be done. God sees the hurt, the pain of our students, our teachers, our ministers. God sees the hurt and pains of those who are hungry, those who are homeless, those who are unemployed. God sees, and God wants them to know that God is here, and God still loves them. God is in absolute control, and God is making a way for them. Amen. There are so many people who are lonely, they're confused, and they're just doubting, and they're hurting. And God has called you. Tell your neighbor, God has called you. God has called. And tell your neighbor, God has gifted you. God has gifted you. And God is sending you. Hallelujah. To reach people for the kingdom of God. And friends, when you live in excellence and action, in your work, in your service, you get a voice. People are watching. And when you speak, they gonna listen. Hallelujah. Now I want to close with a story. It's a true story. Written by Howard Hendricks. He is a Christian author. He's got several books out. He's also a Bible professor at a Christian school. And he tells a story about a flight he was on. It was an American Airlines flight. And he says the guy sitting in front of him was an absolute idiot. He was just being grumpy and irritable and rude. And rude to the stewardess, and then he was drinking too much, and he kept drinking, and he got even ruder. And he said this stewardess was handling this guy with complete class, just poise and confidence. She was polite, she was gentle, she was patient. And he was incredibly impressed how this kind stewardess was, as he put it, with this jerk. And he said about after 20 minutes of this, she went to the back of the plane. So he got up and went to the back of the plane too. And he says, you know, I'm a regular flyer on American Airlines. And I'm just so impressed how you handled that irritable, rude guy. And I would like to write a letter to those in authority at American Airlines just to thank them for your great service if you would just tell me your name. And she says, well, I thank you for that, sir, but you need to understand, I don't work for American Airlines. He was stumbled. He said, you don't? She said, no, sir, I work for Jesus. Hallelujah! I work for Jesus Christ. Oh, I serve the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the one who helps me be patient with grumpy people. He's the one who has gifted me, loved me, saved me, raised me. It's all about Jesus. It's Him who I serve. And then he said, after I had picked myself up off the floor, started witnessing to me. Praise be to God. That service for the Lord Jesus Christ, 24/7 service to our God. And saints, when I think of all the contacts that you and I, all of us here that we make, as we go forward, we make a lot of contacts right in here. There's a lot of wonderful contacts. And we go out, we make contacts with people who are hurting, people who need the Lord, people who maybe need direction, people who just want somebody to care about them. We go to work, we go to school, we go to the library, we go to the gas station. There's people everywhere. Every contact we make, saints, the Lord wants to use us to be of service to Him. And so when we meet and have contact with lost and hurting people, people who so desperately need to experience the love of God, people who need to know that in this world full of chaos, world full of layoffs, world full of just bombers on it, all this stuff, that there is a Savior who is still on the throne, and His name is Jesus Christ.